got mail.
Ah, there's nothing like the sound of your phone to let you know everything is all right. Where would you be without the notification sounds of iMessage, Twitter, and Skype to remind you of your daily movements? People's lives are held within those noises, and they rely on those apps to make life a little simpler. Nowadays, there aren't many things people do without a phone in their hand. Android lover Michelle Gonzalez relies on her phone for almost everything, from sending colleagues' emails on Gmail to house hunting on Realtor.
I have the usual apps, Facebook and Pinterest. I have an app for the daily horoscope. I have a lot of apps. I don't even know what's on my phone.
And how can you forget about apps like Foursquare and Bank of America that simplify your life in exchange for some of your information? With the demand for apps increasing daily, developers are constantly creating new innovations. Twice a year, the brightest and techiest minds gather to compete in Syracuse's weekend hackathon, Hack Upstate. This spring, Terrakeet software engineer Tom Hart took the cake, or in his case, the pie, with his app slices.
The idea was to solve the problem of a large group of people trying to agree on pizza toppings. They would all input what their preferences were for toppings, what they liked, what they didn't like, and then once all of that was input, the system would crunch it all together and come up with what it figured was the most optimal pizza order.
For most users and developers, when it comes to apps, it's really all just fun and games. Until one day you're using your phone and hear this. Just like that, your phone no longer belongs to you. It belongs to a hacker. People are being exposed to cyber attacks because hackers are hiding behind the disguise of popular apps. The cheap app may sound enticing, but Hart says it can cost you your security.
I'm an avid Android user, but I do not download apps outside Marketplace. That, I think, is probably the surest way to avoid that, and my experience with security issues and mobile apps has been extremely positive because I tend to be pretty selective about the source of my apps.
We all think well-known apps such as iTunes or PayPal are safer, but are they really? According to reports by Time magazine, in May, credit card hackers were using the Starbucks app to gain access to users' linked credit cards. So, how worried should you be? Well, a 2012 study conducted by North Carolina State researchers found 85% of malware discovered on Android phones comes from repackaged apps. So, you think you're getting a knockoff version of Temple Run, but what you're really getting is a Trojanized app that calls for access to your phone. And once a hacker gets into your phone, they have access to any stored data. Hack Upstate co-founder Mitch Patterson believes that as long as information is stored somewhere, no one is safe.
One of the big issues with security right now is that by going into the cloud, basically everything now isn't even being stored in your device. It's being stored on servers located somewhere else. But there's a lot of things that are going on with regards to encryption, with regards to messages actually only existing for a certain amount of time. But every time people innovate, those trying to get into those systems also innovate.
But the real problem isn't that people are learning how to develop software. It's that software is naturally vulnerable, and once software is connected to the internet, it's subject to attacks. A professor of computer science at Syracuse University, Kevin Dew, says that in order to protect people from breaches, more people need a better understanding of security.
A lot of people don't have a security training, so they don't know about what should be the safe way to write the program. So a lot of apps out there, they're actually vulnerable. Okay, so they can be attacked.
There is no way to prevent hacking, but Dew explains that by learning about potential cyber attacks, people can better identify when they're happening.
Don't install, many software that you don't need. Keep that minimal. You look at the reputation of the developer. If made by Microsoft, made by Google, they got to have a good credibility. But if made by somebody not well established, and you really have to think twice.
Although there are legitimate concerns with regards to privacy and security, when using apps, Gonzalez says she will not stop using them.
I mean, I go to LinkedIn on an app, I go to Amazon, I go to House, I go to Zillow. I'm not going to stop using apps. They need to fix the apps so that they're not as easy to hack.
So, the next time you find a free version of Temple Run in the App Store, will you press download? There is a lot to look forward to in social media, entertainment, and app development as a whole. But there's also a lot to be cautious of. Just remember, as long as you understand the potential dangers lurking beneath each click, you might be better protected. Amari Pollard, WAER News.